Shalom uvracha. Some updates about Shemitah produce in Ramat Beit Shemesh. As we mentioned before, the big supermarkets in the Merkaz have Eidech Haredes Hechsher. In the Merkaz, there are two vegetable and fruit stores near Bank Pagi. Both of them have Rabbi Frati Hechsher. Whether they have Eidech Haredes Hechsher or Rabbi Frati Hechsher, the produce is without Kedushat Shvius, unless you're a machmir like the Chazon Ish that holds that produce that was grown by Goyim in Eretz Yisrael has Kedushat Shvius. If you are machmir like this Chazon Ish, the Rabbi Frati's stores have an option to sign a Shtar Shlichus, which eliminates the problem of buying and selling this type of produce. There's another point to be aware of. I was told that there are places with Rabbi Frati's Hechsher that are selling bananas that are Oitzer Bezdin. If you see that, it basically means that the bananas have Kedusha Shvius. Banana peels can be thrown out because they're not edible even by animals. But if you have leftover leftover banana parts, then you have to put them in a plastic bag and let them rot, like the dinim of Paris that have Kedusha Shvius. Best Market, as we mentioned before, has this Oitzer Oretz Hechsher. Do not confuse Oitzer Bezdin with Oitzer Oretz. Oitzer Oretz is a Hechsher, it's not a concept. And that Hechsher has various things which are not the standard places that the regular Mahadran Hechsherim get from, and you have to ask your Rav if it is recommended for you. For various reasons, I'm personally now not recommending this, but what you do have over there is, and when you're asking a shayla, you should be aware, is there's a certain produce which is also Oitzer Bezdin. And if it's Oitzer Bezdin produce, then you have to keep all the halachos of Kedusha Shvius, as far as the leftovers or edible peels, like potato peels and carrot peels and the like, cannot be thrown out. They have to be put in this Shemitah waste bin in plastic bags and let them rot, hopefully outdoors. And they also seem to have lettuce produce from a place called Oile Mitzrayim. I'm not going to get involved in all the technicalities, but this taking produce from Oile Mitzrayim is also something which is a big discussion halacha, what the status of that is. They're taking the lenient opinion, not like the Chazon Ish, and giving that a more lenient status. And like I said, if you're thinking of that, you have to ask your Rav about it. Like I said, the most important thing for consumers during Shemitah is to keep your eyes open, make sure there is a current shtar that says that there's a current hechsher going. And also, as we go along, the produce you buy, also have to make sure that it's the same status that you had before, not that it's switched to at the Mechira and the like, which will be happening very soon, especially with different types of salads that are going to be sold, and eventually the canned goods and everything else. If anybody has any ha'aris and valid information, it's important to get the word around. Sometimes the hechsherim that are out there, sometimes stores that are supposed to have Hechsher, they don't live up to the Hechsher, and it's important for the tzibur to be aware of these things. May we be zeiche to be shomer shmita kilchosa in the best possible fashion, and b'schus shmir shvius by us, be zeiche to the geula b'mheira v'yomeinu.